This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
You're listening to Essential Classics here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Sarah Walker, your host till midday. My studio guest this week is the historian and writer Charles Emerson, who's helping us explore Music on the Brink, Radio 3's week of programmes looking at the musical and cultural life of Europe on the eve of war. And Charles, we're looking at Berlin today, and I get the feeling from your book that it was an excitingly modern place. You've said colourful, large, impressive in a showy kind of way. How did it come to have these characteristics?
Well, you know, Berlin is a city in 1913, which has only been the capital of a German empire for a relatively short period of time, only 40 years. And there is perhaps a sense of newness about the city. There's a sense of fakeness about the city in some respects. It's very loud. It's very brash. Americans go to Berlin, and even Americans think that Berlin is new and modern. And go ahead. There's an American visitor to the city in 1913 who says the blood is there and the hope and the moody, lustful, Wagnerian temperament. And some people say, well, you know, it's just a parvenu city. But there's a Berlin businessman of the time who says, well, in German, parvenu means self-made man. And so there's an element of trying to create this rather bombastic history for Berlin, sort of lots of monuments going up, lots of big buildings going up, many of them determined by the Kaiser, lots of statuary going up, and a sense of Berlin sort of seeking its place in the sun, seeking to become a world city.
You mentioned that a spiky helmeted officer was such a symbol of Prussia that there was a picture of one on the cover of an English guidebook to Berlin. So with that spiky helmet being a symbol, was this a rather highly policed sort of place?
It was a rather police sort of place, but it was also, there were benefits to this too. I mean, it was tremendously clean. The Viennese would remark on how Berlin was, you know, Vienna has all this dust, but you know, you could pretty much eat off the streets of Berlin around this time. And so there is a sense of order which comes with that policing. But there's also a subversive side to Berlin, which I think is quite fun. We often think of Berlin in the 20s particularly as being, you know, tremendously subversive. But there was that undercurrent in Berlin in the period before the war. And of course, this was also a city which wasn't just a way to, for the Kaiser and for Germany to show off. It was also a big, big industrial city. It was called the Electropolis, the city of electricity. The French might have Paris as the city of light, but Berlin was the city of electricity. So it had these multiple facets to it. But perhaps above all, and certainly in the mind of Kaiser Wilhelm II, was the idea of Berlin being the showpiece of the new Germany.